The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann and I am joined again by Charlie Chadd, CEO of Good Life PLC, to discuss the company's latest trading update. Some very solid numbers. How are you doing, Charlie?
Hey, yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Yourself? Excellent. Yeah, not too bad. Thank you for taking time to speak to us today. Very solid trading update this morning. Particularly impressive growth in subscriber numbers, up nearly 50% to around 30,000 over just the last 4 months. What's been going on behind the scenes to make that happen? Why is the offering resonating so well with the public?
Yeah, so, you know, we were working on product market fit for a long time before the listing. And the listing essentially gave us the funds to start really scaling the subscription base. So yeah, ultimately, you know, this is something we've been working on for a long time. So although it kind of looks like explosive growth in the first quarter, we've been waiting to get our hands on that level of funds and we've finally been able to do that. So we are just executing the plan that we set out kind of in 2023 and we're doing it now in 2024 and we plan on continuing on the same path.
Yeah. So as you say, the recent fundraisings, including a recent subscription, have really been sort of fueling that growth, giving you the opportunity to unlock that plan. Can you tell us sort of specifically how you've been deploying those funds to scale up? Presumably it's a very, very slick marketing going on there.
Yeah. So we have a very strong sales funnel and we're constantly looking to improve that. So bringing customers in, allowing them the opportunity to enter, whether that's free or via the paid route. And then once they're in our kind of ecosystem, we're nurturing them, telling them about all of the advantages of that paid product, why it's so beneficial to, you know, sign up as a Good Life Plus member, because ultimately you have the opportunity to save big, not just win big. And many customers are clocking onto that and taking advantage of that offering. And, you know, once they're in, the value kind of speaks for itself and we're keeping them subscribed, which is the key.
Yeah, absolutely. Keeps costs down as well, keeping subscribers once you've got them. So, the other thing you're doing, not just attracting new customers, but attracting new partners. I mean, there's a lot of attractions for them. Perhaps tell us a bit of your recent success there and how that also contributes to customer acquisition and retention.
Yeah, so as you can see on the website, we're bringing on partners, whether that's Beer52, Fiat, HelloFresh, Gusto. The bigger our community becomes, the better the partners that we bring on board and the better the deals we get with those partners. So the hope is that we continue at the same rate of growth over the next 12 months and that we can really start offering some serious rewards. We're already talking to some of the top brands in the country about coming on board. So just offering as much value as possible to that consumer. These brands want to get in front of their products in front of consumers. So the bigger our community, the better the deals we're going to get. The better the deals, the bigger the community becomes. So it feeds into each other.
Yeah, proper virtuous circle in action there. That's good. It's great to see. And as well as attracting new partners, you know, and new customers, you've attracted some serious talent to the company, which we spoke about last time. But give us a feel for how they've, you know, presumably they've hit the ground running, looking at what's been going on in the last 4 months.
Yeah. So we've obviously got Fraser in, who's the founder of Beer52. So I think they're well over 100,000 subscribers. Don't quote me on that, but I think they are. And significant revenue. Similarly, we've got Ian McCaig from Fit, so number one rated digital fitness app in the UK. Again, subscription model. And then we've got the kind of industry heavyweights such as Mark Blanford and Victor Chandler. John Gordon as well from Incentive Games. So there's tons of experience there. People who have exited the businesses and people who are still the CEOs and founders of their businesses. So we're getting a lot of good advice and hopefully we continue to make the right moves, which I strongly believe we will.
Yeah, and it sounds like you know, the team you just described, it gives you a lot of coverage of the different areas you need to focus on as you grow the business.
Yeah, definitely. We've made massive gains with regards to kind of churn rate and keeping those customers retained. And we're kind of slowly becoming the masters of that, keeping the customers onboarded. So we want to continue on that path and long term want to hit the kind of retention rates of some of the biggest streaming platforms, whether that's Disney Plus, Apple TV, etc. I think Netflix are almost kind of impossible to hit at this point. They're the holy grail, but you know, try and get closer and closer to them, and that should achieve a significant valuation for the business in the long term.
Yeah, you've got to have ambitious targets. Got to be aiming, shooting for the stars, as it were. So, with that in mind, you know, we've obviously had a fantastic 4 months here. What are we looking at over the next few months specifically? Where are we going to be deploying, you know, more of that fundraising that you achieved?
So we want to continue on the same path with regards to our paid marketing initiatives, and then yeah, we're also looking at all sorts of partnership opportunities, all sorts of creative ways to get our products out there in front of new consumers, ultimately new customers, and yeah, I don't want to reveal too much, but we will, you know, let the results speak for themselves. We'll be doing our next update next quarter, and hopefully you'll see big gains again.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to seeing them. And congratulations on what has been a very impressive period of growth. Thank you very much, Charlie.
Perfect. Thanks.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.